WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Wednesday morning. Great to be back with you. Thanks to Paul Santos for filling in yesterday while I was out having my colonoscopy, my first one. But now I don't have to go back for 5 years, so that's good. And we're just waiting to find out if the polyp that was removed was benign. But I'll let you know, because I try to be upfront with that stuff with you guys, because otherwise speculation happens. You know, you're not here on one day and people will start messaging you. Are you alive? Like, yeah, I'm alive. I took a day off. Can't take a day off. But speaking of Paul Santos, the Paul Santos Show debuts this Saturday morning, 7 a.m. It's the big day of our new Saturday lineup. Paul Santos, 7 to 9. Ken Pittman, 9 to noon. Money Matters, noon to 1. And then Brian Thomas is moving his Freedom Fools show to Saturday afternoons from 1 to 4. And then nightly here from 6 to 7, you'll have Brian's Beat. So he's flipping the themes of the two shows because Brian's Beat is more of a look at everything that's been going on in the world, whereas Freedom Fools is kind of focusing on your tax dollars and how they're being used. So he's going to kind of flip the formats a little bit there. And it'll all be available for you as podcast too if you can't listen live. But hopefully you will be listening live and interacting with our Saturday lineup. And, of course, on Friday, I'll be participating in the Halfway to Halloween tasting event at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. It's happening from 5 to 7 p.m. They're going to have, not only will they have their Halloween-themed spirits out there for you to buy and have those on sale for you. So whether it be the Ghost Tequila in the special Ghost bottle, the Harridan Vodka Paranormal Reserve Edition, they have all of the different skeleton bottles of tequila, different stuff. So they'll have that out there as well as some spirits for us to try. And I'll be there telling some ghost stories. Some local ghost stories, by the way. And Stephanie Burke will be there giving psychic readings. So she's going to be doing 5-minute mini psychic readings. She's charging $20 for the reading. So that's the only thing you have to pay for. The sampling, the ghost stories, all that is all free. And then if you want to have a reading with Stephanie, you know, you'll just pay her for that. And she, as I mentioned, she's only doing psychic readings. So that's, you know, telling you what's going to happen, you know, that kind of stuff. Intuition stuff, insight into your life. She's going to join us tomorrow to talk a little bit more about what people can expect, but it won't be mediumship. It won't be connecting with deceased loved ones, because that takes more time. And then, you know, when we do make a connection, it's hard for her to say, okay, but now I got to move on to the next person, because there will be many people that want to get readings with her. So that'll be happening Friday from 5 to 7 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue. Kelly from Stevie's is going to join us later on in the hour to tell us about what we're going to be tasting over at Stevie's. So it'll be some really good stuff, I am sure. We were talking before about the Edaville auction today. It's happening at 10:30 a.m. They're going to start auctioning off the rides. And the goal is to have all of the rides removed from the park by May 15th so that King Richard's Fair can start planning out and making all the necessary renovations they need to do to move in for their beginning on, I believe, August 30th. It's the end of August, last weekend of August. So they're going to move in there, and that's going to become the new home of King Richard's Fair. What becomes of Edaville? We're still waiting to find out exactly what Edaville is going to entail during the holiday season, but they have said it will be there for Christmas and for the Festival of Lights. But what will that look like when November rolls around? Because if you're getting rid of the rides, you're getting rid of all the vintage railroad apparatus around the park, what's going to be left? So I'm hoping that I can maybe find out some answers today, but at the very least, I want to find out where some of those rides are going. And so I'll be over there at the auction. Chris McCarthy also, in addition to having Mayor Mitchell on at 11 a.m. this morning, he's also going to have Bristol County Sheriff Paul Heroin at 10 a.m. taking your calls and your questions at 508-996-0500. So we are waiting to hear back from the DA's office about the reportedly fatal shooting that happened in New Bedford last night. But meanwhile, they have just released, just put out a press release that a body was found in the Taunton Mill River on Friday. That's remember we talked about the body found in Taunton? They have finally released the information. Samuel Stovall, 51 years old of Taunton, is the person who was located in the water with obvious signs of decomposition. He was known to Taunton police in the area as someone who was homeless. The death is not deemed suspicious, but remains open pending further investigation. As you remember, you know, we talked Monday about whether or not there was a serial killer on the loose in New England, because that has been claimed by some armchair detectives, but law enforcement and serial killer expert Maureen Boyle are all saying there's no signs of any of this being linked together, and that it's a dangerous game to start trying to do that. So I'm sure we'll have more discussions on that. I believe Chris is having Maureen in on Friday to discuss that more in depth and to take your phone call. So those of you who are of that mindset, you can call in and discuss and debate with Maureen on Friday during South Coast Now. When I was talking about Edaville, I mentioned King Richard's Fair and some of the challenges that they faced with large crowds, with parking issues and traffic issues, and they were under threat of losing their license. I think it was both the entertainment license and the alcohol license that they were threatened of losing. And if I remember correctly, I know the alcohol license was definitely involved. But so this was a problem a couple of years ago, and they made some adjustments to be able to have overflow parking at Edaville and transport people over from there. But Participation Trophy Wife points out that, you know, this was in connection with the fact that Jacques DeWipper, one of the people that was at King Richard's Fair, had gone viral with some of his videos on social media. And that may have, you know, played a part in this explosion of popularity for King Richard's Fair, was people going to see him. I remember the WBZ reporter there who makes all the fun videos, he had focused on him, and that went viral. And so it turned into a whole thing. But what are they going to do if they remain as popular as they have been in the recent years, and they have limited parking now with the Edaville space, and now they're down a residential road? It's going to cause all kinds of problems. So we'll have to keep an eye on that as much as we can. Another story that I wanted to bring up, and this is making the morning news in a lot of places, but parents in Burlington, Mass, and students both voiced their concerns last night over a survey that was sent to Burlington Public School students that included detailed questions about sexual behavior. And one seventh grade student, according to WCVB, even reported it as, where the line was entirely crossed was the survey, disgusting and purely vile. That came from one of the students. So these surveys asked, it was the Youth Risk Behavior Survey that asked questions about bullying, drug and alcohol use, gender identity, and nutrition. And some parents voiced support for many of the topics covered, but most spoke out about the detailed sexual questions. Now, the story here from WCVB doesn't get into the specifics about it, but there's some reporting around that does have some of the more direct questions that were asked. But interested to get your take, 508-996-0500. We do have a call on the line, so let's go to that before I get to take a break. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just want to bring briefly up the subject, and that's the fuel assistance program. Mm-hmm. Technically, it's called the LIHEAP program. From what I understand, all the staff at Pace, that run that program are being laid off. And it now comes under Health and Human Services. That's Kennedy's organization in Washington. And I don't think they understand how that program works. I mean, these folks put together the application starting in July. I think the attitude is they're trying to cut down the amount of people get fuel assistance, and it's designed for low-income and elderly and disabled veterans. If they think they're going to be able to ramp it up sometime in October, it takes months for these people who work hard and diligently for the community to see the eligibility of people that do qualify for heat assistance. And I think that what they're doing is going to ruin that approach. If you know background, it goes back to the embargo back in the 70s, but it wasn't until the 80s that they designated it as the LIHEAP program, and they put it under Health and Human Services. So I think the community has to start talking about this and what can be done about it, because if they say, okay, go ahead and do it in October, now that the winter's starting, it takes months to do all the paperwork and the effort to determine who's eligible. So I think it's a major mistake on the part of the administration.
I mean, I've seen a lot of people commenting on social media about things like, you know, and the same cuts, you know, also going to Meals on Wheels and saying, well, that only accounts for, you know, 3% of the total Meals for Wheels budget. Yeah, but you don't understand that 3% is important, and even more so with the LIHEAP program, because how many years have they given out the money that they have and then had to go back to the federal government looking for more funding to be able to cover the amount of people that need the assistance? And now if you're not getting that from the beginning, you're not going to get that second round of funding either.
Yeah, and it puts people in an abeyance, if that's the right word, but there's no continuity on what's going to happen immediately. I mean, the staff on Union Street, if they're all going to be laid off, what happens to people that are trying to find out if they qualified for this year or for next year? If they've been approved for this year, is it going to be allowed? Or has it been taken away already? So I think maybe somebody from the PACE program should get on the radio, maybe the executive director, and explain how all this stuff is going to work. Otherwise, people are going to be confused, and it's going to cause a lot of problems.
It's almost like when you have a person that's unqualified for the position being in charge of that department, things happen that shouldn't be happening.
That's right. And ultimately, and this is a projection on my part, when it hits the fan in October and people begin to get cold, seniors, poor people, veterans, then what's going to happen is he'll blame it on Kennedy, and then he'll replace Kennedy and bring in somebody else. That's the modus operandi. And this one, you know, because they don't care about people that are under $50,000 a year. They have no idea what it takes to survive with the cost of living in this country for people in that bracket. And they just push them aside. Doesn't mean anything to them. They have no comprehension of what it takes, even simply to apply for fuel assistance. It's a lot of documentation that's required for all that to make sure everything's on the up and up. And for them to be doing this at this time, I think it's a huge mistake. And I think his favorable rating come October, if this stays in place, is going to go into the low 30s.
I would not disagree with that. Thank you for the call, Tom.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. And that is a major concern for a lot of people. And especially as heating bills are on the rise, and we don't know what next winter is going to look like. You know, we're coming out of this past winter and people, yay, you got $50 back in on your bill. But what does that mean going forward? You know, we have no idea what next year is going to look like. We don't even know what to expect yet from the winter. We can't even make the kind of obtuse predictions that you can make from the Farmer's Almanac yet. If it turns out to be a colder, snowier winter, and these energy rates don't get brought under control, and these delivery charges don't get brought under control, you're going to have more people that need that assistance than ever, and less assistance that will be available to them. And Tom made a great point. For those who are like, well, you know, you just got to stop depending on the government. Got to pick yourself up by your bootstraps like I did. you know, stop depending on the government. We're talking about elderly people. We're talking about, you know, veterans who can't work because they suffer from PTSD. We're talking about sick people. We're not talking about people who are just lazy and don't want to go out and get a job. We're not talking about people who are like, nah, work 25 hours a week. That's enough. We're talking about people who did their part for society already. And now we're going to be literally left out in the cold. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here because speaking of money, you're waiting for your first code to try to win some.
Buster out, I had to be real early.
And welcome back in. We're going to take a break for the news coming up. When we come back on the other side, we're going to be joined by Kelly from Stevie's Wine and Spirits to talk about the halfway to Halloween tasting that's happening on Friday. Kelly's going to tell us about what we can expect to try over there and some of the great deals they'll have on sale for you. We will also be offering, well, I'll be telling ghost stories, and Stephanie Burke will be giving psychic readings, mini psychic readings, 5-minute little readings. And Stephanie's going to join us tomorrow to talk more about what we can expect with those. But, you know, we just thought it'd be fun to get together and do some spooky stuff at a time of year when, you know, you might not be thinking about that. But spooky stuff happens all year round, especially when you go out looking for it like we do, but which we've actually had some things going on in recent weeks with, you know, getting called out to do some investigations and making some plans for October. And I've been getting booked for some libraries, not even in October, but even before that, there's going to be something coming up in May. I'll tell you about in the coming weeks where you can come out and hear me talk on the Bridgewater Triangle. I'll be in Dighton coming up next month. So hard to believe. Got to quote the, got to quote Justin Timberlake here. It's going to be May. Really, in just a matter of hours. So right now, let's go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts. And then we'll talk with Kelly from Stevie's on the other side. And then more with you at 508-996-0500.
Cell phones soon will be banned statewide in classrooms in one Northeast state. Financial expectations are looking better in 2026, and the power is back in Portugal.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Amazon is disputing a report that says displaying how much tariffs add to the total costs of items will be posted on the website. This comes after Punchbowl News reported the online retail giant would do that. In a statement, Amazon said the ultra-low-cost part of its service that competes with Chinese sites like Temu considered adding import charges to its cart, but decided against it. Earlier, the White House criticized the reported move, with Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt calling it a hostile political act. President Trump marking his first 100 days in office. Here's Kristen Marks.
The administration is touting its success on the economy and immigration, although recent polling shows many Americans disapprove of some of Trump's policies when it comes to those issues. A new NBC News Stay Tuned poll finds that only 39% approve of Trump's tariffs, while his overall approval rating is 45%.
It's been 100 days of hell for American families.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Trump does fare better with immigration, with border crossings down 95% last month compared to March of last year, according to the administration. It's dealing with backlash, though, from some controversial deportations, including 3 American children to Honduras without due process.
The power is mostly back on in Spain and Portugal a day after a massive blackout disrupted life for tens of millions. Ross Cullen has an update.
The banking sector, schools, electricity and homes across the Iberian Peninsula and sporting events were also among those impacted by the sudden loss of power on Monday. The electricity supply between Spain and Portugal is highly interconnected and engineers worked through the night to bring substations back online.
About 3 in 10 Americans are expecting their household finances to improve in 2026.
A poll from the Economist YouGov found 30% of Americans expect their household finances will be better in April of 2026, marking the lowest share since October of last year. 28% of respondents said they think they'll be just about the same, while another 29% predicted that they would be worse off and around 13% were unsure. The findings come as President Trump's handling of the economy remains in the negatives, despite an uptick after he temporarily paused many of his tariff plans. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A court appearance scheduled for yesterday for the man charged in connection with a massive wildfire in Ocean County, New Jersey, has been delayed. Scott Pringle has why.
Prosecutors accuse 19-year-old Joseph Kling of Waretown of arson. They allege he started a bonfire in the woods with wooden pallets last Tuesday and left without properly putting the fire out. He's now scheduled on Friday to be in Ocean County Superior Court. The fire has burned more than 15,000 acres in Barnegat, Ocean, and Lacey Townships. Records show Kling was hit with a fine on January 17th for having an open fire in Lacey.
An arrest has been made in Iraq, linked to a terror attack in New Orleans that killed 14 people on New Year's Day. The suspected ISIS member will be prosecuted under the country's anti-terrorism laws. The two nations have been working together on the investigation. The driver who plowed into the French Quarter crowds was killed by police. The FBI said at the time that the army sergeant from Texas was radicalized and was an ISIS supporter. Schools across New York State will need to keep cell phones out of the classroom starting next academic year. Each school district is coming up with their own enforcement plan to keep phones out of class. Educators and students are weighing in to see if maybe a ban would help.
Oh, absolutely. We already started a no cell phone in this building, and it has improved socially for the students. They interact, they're involved in class. It's wonderful.
A lot of kids my age are usually trapped on the internet, so phone bans could actually help them pay attention more.
I don't like it. Phones are good to have, like, for safety reasons.
Governor Hochul says bell-to-bell cell phone ban is part of a $254 billion state budget, adding getting rid of phones in school will improve concentration during class and the mental health of children.
WBSM Sports.
NBA playoffs, game 5 at the Garden last night. Celtics eliminate the Orlando Magic, 120-89. Celtics advance to the Eastern Conference semifinals. It was the Red Sox over the Blue Jays in Toronto last night, 10-2. Sox and Jays back in action tonight at 7:07.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
We're starting out a little dreary on this Wednesday morning. Clouds still around and a drip or a drop still not out of the question this morning, but things improve dramatically as we get into the afternoon. The cold front that was driving the not-so-pleasant weather is long gone by that point. That means not only is the weather considerably drier, but less cloudy as well. More sunshine this afternoon. Temperatures in the upper 60s and low 70s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
All right, and it is going to get spooky on Friday with a special halfway to Halloween tasting happening at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, located at 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And joining us on the line now, we have Kelly from Stevie's, who's going to talk with us more about what we can expect over there. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
I'm well, Tim. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. I think for Friday, we're going to have to change the name of the business for one day only to Spooky Stevie's Wine and Spirits.
I am all for it.
So this
I'm not getting up on that sign to change the name, though.
Totally understandable. This was your idea because, as you said, you know, you're like me. You want to celebrate Halloween all year round, but being halfway to Halloween, this is as good a time as any to get a little spooky.
Absolutely. You know, let's face it, there's so much going on. Why not pick as many days as possible to celebrate, enjoy, and have a good time.
Absolutely. So I know that there's some tastings planned as part of this event that's happening this Friday from 5 to 7 at Stevie's. What are some of the things that you think we'll be tasting that day?
We have a really fantastic vodka. It's called Harridan Vodka. And this is right up their entire vibe there. Really into the spooky. One of the things that you'll be able to get your hands on is bottles of Harridan vodka that have been nested in the, I believe it's the Anderson Hotel. I can get all of that information for the day. I want to say it's for like 600 days or something like that. And it comes in a really cool collector's box. And the vodka itself is really, it's top notch. It's really great stuff. We have Hotel California Tequila. We also have Tom with Heavenly Spirits will be with us, and Bob from Impex will be with us. And we're going to have Brian with Union Java with us, and he's going to have his espresso martini mix. We have a couple other people that are still kind of on the fence. They might be on with us, but it's going to be a really good time.
Well, it sounds like we're doing this up big. So, and I'll be there telling some spooky stories. I know, you know, you've got the TV over there in the tasting area. We'll throw some spooky photos from Frank Grace up there, and I'll tell some ghost stories. And Stephanie's going to be offering 5-minute mini psychic readings for $20. So anybody that wants to sign up and get a reading with Stephanie, they'll be able to do that. Again, psychic readings, not mediumship. She won't be able to connect with the deceased loved ones, because that's a little bit more time intensive than we'll have time, because we want to make sure we can get everybody that wants to get a reading through there. But of course, the tastings are always fun enough on their own. But now we're going to make it extra fun with all this spookiness around it.
I'm really excited. Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Hey, if you want to throw on a Halloween costume and come and join us, I will not turn you away with that. Have some fun with it.
Yeah, I mean, people probably have costumes that they bought on clearance at the end of Halloween last year. They're looking for an excuse to wear it. So this is the way to do it.
Absolutely.
And, of course, the things that you're tasting, you'll be offering a discount that day for people that want to purchase them?
Everything that you taste that day, if you want to take it home with you, will be 10% off.
And I'm going to tell you that I'm not a vodka drinker at all, but that Harridan vodka is very good.
It's, you know, it's very smooth. The issue I have with a lot of vodka is just a lot of it doesn't have a fantastic flavor, in my opinion. And then you have that burn. But when you get the right vodka, like Harridan, it's actually pretty smooth and it tastes great. So if you're looking to try a new vodka, come on down. And you can get it without the spooky box as well. You can just buy the vodka on its own.
I was going to say that too, like just to let people know, you don't have to take home the haunted vodka. You can take home the unhaunted vodka.
100%.
And, you know, we could discuss this more on Friday, but how are our friends over there doing, the ones that we've been talking to lately?
Oh, they're much happier now. they're doing great. They're doing really well.
So maybe we'll talk to them a little bit more on Friday while we're over there.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I mean, I don't know if we should we tell people what we're talking about, or do you want to keep it under wraps?
No, you want to know, you got to come down.
There you go.
You want to know what we're talking about.
We'll introduce you to these friends if you come down on Friday.
Awesome.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. We will see you on Friday.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. That is Kelly over at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, and it is going to be a spooktacular time on Friday for the halfway to Halloween tasting. It'll be happening from 5 to 7. I'll be there. Stephanie will be there. Kelly will be there. We'll be getting really weird with some of the stuff going on, but also trying some very, very tasty spirits and giving you the chance to take them home at 10% off. So that's a great deal as well. So come on down and hang out with us. Looking forward to seeing everybody over there on Friday. Let me take a break here. When we come back, we can talk more with you at 508-996-0500. App chat is still open on the WBSM app. It's probably a little bit too close to the end of the hour for open line voicemails, but we can take your app chat messages. And a reminder, you can also, speaking of Stevie's Wine and Spirits, enter to win tickets to the Friday lineup of Boston Calling right now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Tim's tickets on WBSM are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. But we are giving away tickets this week to the Friday lineup of shows. It is headlined by Megan Maroney and Luke Combs and Sheryl Crow, TLC, T-Pain, and a whole bunch more. That's going to be Friday at Harvard, Memorial Day weekend. Next week, we're going to give away tickets to the Saturday lineup. And then the week after that, we're going to have your chance to win 3-day passes. So the next 3 weeks, we've got Boston Calling giveaways, all thanks to Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, where I hope to see you on Friday. All right, let's take a break here, and we'll be back in a few moments. You collapse. And welcome back in. We have about 12, 13 minutes left in the program before we'll give way to Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. He's going to have at 10 a.m. Bristol County Sheriff Paul Heroux will be here in studio with him. And then at 11 o'clock, Mayor John Mitchell will be here with him. We just got a press release from the district attorney's office regarding last night's fatal shooting in New Bedford. They said that at approximately 10 p.m. last night, police and EMS responded to the area of Acushnet Avenue near Griffin Court in New Bedford. After shot spotter alert and 911 calls brought them to the area, they arrived to find a 19-year-old male in a black Hyundai Sonata parked on the east side of Acushnet Avenue, suffering from a gunshot wound to the head. The vehicle was also found to have multiple projectile strikes. The victim was transported to St. Luke's Hospital, where he was pronounced deceased a short time later. So police say the investigation, or the DA's office rather, says the investigation is extremely active and that there is no further information available at this time. But that is the latest. There you go. You get it on the air before we've even put it up online. But we'll have that story up for you in a bit on WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Let's take a phone call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, I thought I'd pop in and say I'm glad everything went okay. You can stop worrying for a while now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see what happens when we get the test results back, but I'm not too concerned.
Oh, that's going to be all good. Watch and see. You're going to have a great summer.
Thank you. I hope so.
Edaville, you know, the railroad and Edaville and all King Richard's Fair. You're going to go over there?
I will go over there. I'll probably be pretty sad. It's going to hurt my feelings to see this park that I love destroyed, but I'll put that aside and do my job as a journalist.
Yeah. Oh, I have memories there too. Believe me, when I was a child. We're never going to forget Edaville, no matter what. They can call it King Richard's Fair. They can call it anything they want. I think it's always going to be Edaville Railroad. And whenever we talk about it, we're probably going to say that name.
Well, you know what? Now they can revert back to that name because there's no more theme park anymore. It's just literally going to be the railroad. So if that's all there's going to be is the train for Christmas, let's call it Edaville Railroad again.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. So now I guess we can feel safe. We don't think there's a serial killer. Now. In the beginning, you know, it kind of scares everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now I'm kind of, they're going to have to actually come out and say we think there is a serial killer for me to believe it now.
Right.
But, I mean, that was a lot of bodies showing up all in a short time. That's why you can't blame us for thinking maybe, you know, there was a nut out there.
Yeah, I mean, my first thought, and I don't mean to demean these people who are deceased in any way because I don't know anything about them, but when I see a rash of bodies turn up, my first thought is that there's a poison drug supply out there. That there's they're taking drugs that have too much fentanyl in them or something.
Yeah. Gee, you would hope that by now a lot of those people would have tried to stop all that, try to get themselves all straightened up. I mean, a lot of them do. It is a hard thing. I know that. It's hard, but it has been done, so.
I mean, again, there's no evidence that any of these folks were on drugs. I'm just using that as an example. It seems like this gentleman in Taunton was a homeless individual. And, you know, as you know, when you live outside, you're susceptible to a lot of things.
And there's also a chance of suicide, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to say there's a lot more suicides now than, like, so many years ago. I don't know how many years ago they said, but it's seeming to be younger people now because the world has turned upside down. These young people don't even know what's going on because they can't compare it to anything that we had years ago, like me. So it better straighten out pretty soon. I think it straightened out a little bit, but not a lot. We have a long way to go, but I'm in for the ride because I ain't going nowhere yet.
Well, unlike Edaville, you're still going to be around.
That's right. I'll probably go over there, too. Now, we can't take a train from over here to go over there, right?
No.
It doesn't go there. No.
No, the track at Edaville is all one closed loop around the cranberry bogs in the park.
Yeah. Well, okay, so have a good week now because that's over. It's going to be all good, you'll see, and I'll talk to you next time.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day. And if you're not familiar with the Edaville train and how it got started, it was a train that was built. It was a narrow gauge railroad. So it's different than the train that rides on the regular tracks. You know, that's a different scale than what goes around Edaville. Edaville is what they call narrow gauge track. I believe it's 2 feet is the width of the track from tie to tie. No, wait, from rail to rail. Sorry, the ties are the wooden things. From rail to rail, it's 2 feet. And the reason why it's a narrow gauge is because it was, you know, those are smaller and cheaper and more cost effective for the purpose of what Ellis Atwood bought it for, which was to move the cranberries. It was designed to bring the cranberries and the workers from the bogs back to the screen house as a way to kind of, shorten the amount of time that they were spending bringing those back into the screen house. And then he said, well, what can I do with the rest of this? People were asking him, can we ride on your train? And what happened was in the summertime, he started bringing people out to the bog ponds so that they could go out there and spend the day on the pond swimming and doing whatever, and then bringing them back to the screen house to get back in their cars and go home. And then he's like, well, what else can I do with this? And the idea came up of decorating the park with Christmas lights and then taking folks around. If you remember back before it closed in the 90s, and even after, there was still a lot of the original lights that Ellis Atwood strung up. Those big, thick, 1940s era Christmas lights. Those were still all over the park. There's even some still around today. But a lot of those decorations that he originally put up were eventually moved along. Somebody came and took the original Peacedale Village. So a new one was created. You know, what's going to happen with some of these other decorations that are in storage there that have been there forever? Is there going to be an Edaville auction at some point? Because I'll be the first one in line to bid in that. I jokingly asked Fun 107. I said, hey, I can take your van today, right? It's bigger than the BSM van, and I want to be able to bring that scrambler back. But we'll see what happens with these rides and what the plans are for them. And I plan on jumping over there and attending and finding out exactly what they're doing. Let me take this final break and get it out of the way, and then we'll wrap up. I've got Skeddy on hold. We'll wrap up with her when we come back in just a few moments. And just to let you know that next Wednesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. at the Wamsutta Club will be the New Bedford Republican City Committee meeting, and they're going to have a special guest. They're going to have Massachusetts State Auditor Diana DiZoglio there. So that's happening Wednesday, May 7th, 6 p.m. at the Wamsutta Club with Diana DiZoglio being there, and they'll have other speakers as well. So they've got some information coming out. If you want to have more information about that, they'll have that available for you. But and I know, we'll keep promoting it as we get closer to it. Let me finish up with a call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, my beloved. I always call you that when you had a procedure or something. You know, I didn't know you were doing that when I called in on Monday. I found out yesterday morning. I listened, went on YouTube, and listened to the podcast. And I said, well, doggone it, because I would have, said I wish you the best and make sure that you had really good soft tissue.
Well, I appreciate that. But I knew you'd send me good thoughts either way. So,
yeah. And you know what? I want to say that this is very poetic that we're talking about Edaville. Okay, so when I found out about my girlfriend that was struck and killed crossing the street, I've never been to Edaville. She brought me there, and it was the first time. And she not only paid for me, she paid for my friend and her boyfriend. So the four of us were there. I was so excited with the lights because I'm a nut about lights. And I was so excited about all the mechanical movements of, as you walk around, you see in these boxes, wooden boxes. And I was like, they were just so over it, right? But I was just so happy and taking that train ride. I was like a kid. I just really loved it. And I have this memory that she gave me. And that's, like I said, I've never been there. So that is something I can hold on to. And it is kind of sad. Like, what's really going to happen there and everything? And you know what? I never gone to, what's it called?
King Richard's Fair.
King Richard's, yeah. I never gone there because it was so expensive. I said, nah, forget about it, So I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe it will be interesting enough to go and see. But so I just wanted to say that, yeah, I have a good memory of that place. And it's the timing, I think, is, kind of neat because, like I said, her daughter never let me know that she passed, and I've been trying to call her for the 2 months. I was getting ready to drive to Bryantville, Hanson, to, knock on her door, but you know, as it is, like I said, I just found out about that. And yeah, I've got a great memory.
Well, thank you for sharing it with us. And hopefully there'll be more memories to come with whatever they do at the park.
Exactly. That's what I got to do. Got to go and create more memories.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you for the call.
And you keep supplying us with all these great things to go and do, Tim.
That's what I'm here for.
All right. You have a great day.
You too. And that's